4HR, W4DJW. You're kind of scratchy. I just saw a beacon go by with your call sign on it. Just wondered if that was you. Hey, Rusty, you're kind of scratchy. You're kind of rusty, Rusty.
Because I'm on this Watson out here on the front porch with a little short antenna on it. I just wondered if I was getting in.
You're getting in, but just barely. Your nose is barely above the waterline.
I'll be able to hear because I've got somebody coming over here in a little while to work on antennas, and I want to be able to hear him with his radio on my hip. All right, talk to you later, W2Z there.
Hi, Rusty. W4DJW Mobile.
W4DJW, N4DJC.
4DJW.
Bacon, I sent you a message back. I don't know whether it came through or not. You probably told it too far away unless I get I-gated somewhere, but I did see it pop up. That's the first time I've seen you on APRS in a while.
Did you get an acknowledgement back?
One.
Comparing Steve's, what he's receiving and what I'm receiving, and I came across Mike in there like 16 minutes ago, so I just wondered if he was somewhere in the area or if I was getting that off the digipeater, AK4HR, Mike.
This was about 20 minutes ago. I've got it showing up at 12:02 is where I've got the... Well, I received the beacon, so I just came upstairs and noticed it, heard it beep and noticed it, but kind of dawdled around a little bit, and I saw it was you, so I thought I'd send a message back, but I don't send a message out, but I saw you pop up on the APRS FI thing, too, but I was a little late. You're probably a little too far away for me to get in, because I've been going through the DVE node anyway, I guess.
It's got a notification. I think that was me. Was that me or you? Anyway, some bell just rang. That's on somebody's radio. Maybe that's that message. I'll look. It should come through. It's at the top of the list. When I key my mic, it goes away. I have to go back into the list to see it again. But it did make it. I've got it. Top of the list.
I don't usually get any responses. A lot of the guys I see are just, you know, they're not live ops. And there was a guy in an aircraft coming over earlier today, and I did get him. I can't remember which call it was now, but he was using his tail number as the call, but I don't remember which one it was. Now I have to go back to my list. I can't transmit and look at the list at the same time. I don't guess.
You're talking about. I think I saw that same thing, and I went and decoded that to figure out what was going on.
I've got a pre-programmed automatic reply, but I don't have it turned on right now because I usually have it turned off if I'm trying to get through the ISS digipeater, because a lot of people think it's just unattended stations. I usually turn it off. I don't know if I have it turned on or not, but it only replies when I get a message. And occasionally they would just, there's just not many people out there riding around that have, a lot of them are just fixed stations. They're not live ops at the station. So even sometimes, a lot of times I'll send them something, I get automatic replies, sometimes not.
There's not as many as there used to be. There are a few in our area. There used to be quite a few. Less than 5 years ago, there was a whole lot, but that has tapered down. Now you just see sporadic pop-ups every once in a while. I don't run a APRS beacon at home anymore either. I quit doing that. I only run it at when I'm in the car anymore. But I used to keep one running 24/7 at home. Just very little activity, and that digipeater went off the air for a while too, and I think that's when I just went ahead and shut mine down. But you keep one listening on the ISS frequency and on normal APRS frequency?
I do the 439, and then when ISS is in, when I think it's in range, I go ahead and I don't, I'm physically at the radio when I do that, but a lot of times I just don't turn on that automatic reply, because sometimes I get a message in, and if I'm on it, I will sometimes do it if there are a lot of people going through that way, because sometimes just I'm just too clumsy and slow to get the message back in time. So, in most cases, I guess, because I still, the DTM makes it a little bit easier to do, but it's still a little fumbling around sometimes. And that's what happens when you get old, I guess.
That one a couple of times with APRS, but not with an antenna that can track the ISS, just with a vertical antenna, and try to catch them right as soon as they come up above the horizon, or right before they go down off the horizon, because that's when your vertical antenna is going to be most efficient make the biggest possible possibility for a contact. But never have been able to, or not to my knowledge anyway. I've tried, but have never been successful with that yet.
Great mobile, but I would imagine if you had like a 5/8 wave or something like that and we're running 50 watts, you should be able to do it, especially with that low radiation angle. As you said, you have to really be in the clear, but the digipeater has been kind of wonky for the last year and a half or so. It's just now getting back to where it ought to be. It wasn't receiving very well. You could hear it, but you couldn't get into it. And usually I could get into it, back in May or June of last year, I could get into it with 5 watts, and now it's taking at least 10. But they do have one or two new D710s that have been gone through all the AMSAT, NASA stuff, or to be up there. They're already on board. I don't think they're operating yet, and I understand there's going to be some more going up, so I'm not sure what the plans are for those. But the one they're running now, I think, Dave's the Noe Ericsson. The other Kenwood 700 is stowed right now. But the Russians, I'm not sure what the Russians are using, because they have an oddball. They use 28 volts DC, I think, on some of their radios up there. So this is kind of an oddball. They have to get the radio to run off either voltage, I think. That sounds confusing. It was to me too when I read about it. I said I didn't understand what was going on, but they're still sending some slow scan stuff down every once in a while. But that's one of those things where it's on. It's on the 145.80 usually. And it's pretty easy to, if you get the full pass, you can just record it on your handheld or whatever, and then play it through a iPhone app, it'll decode the slow scan, and it shows some pretty good pictures if you have a good signal coming in.
Interesting. I wasn't really trying too hard. When I tried it, I was just playing around with it, just to see if I could do it without any preparation. And I do have a lot of trees around where I am. Anyway, Jerry, I'm backing it under the garage, and the antenna's really close to a metal roof, so I won't be able to talk. But appreciate the info. Good talking to you. W4DJW.
Talk to you later, Dave. Good talking to you. N4DJ, see clear.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm not sure if it's my radio or yours, but I'm just barely pulling you out.
Copy that.
copy you just a little bit. It may be my radio. I'm on a mobile in the mountains of North Carolina up next to Tuxedo. Not in a very good place to receive or get out.
You're getting out pretty good. I went back to my main rig up in the shack, see if I could do any better with you. Over.
Yes, sir. I copy pretty good now. I just got my call sign issued to me yesterday, so you're my second contact.
Thank you very much. Could you give me your call sign again, please?
Hello, Oscar 4, Bravo, X-ray Echo, KO4-BXE.
Just pick up the mouse trying to talk, that would be good. KM4-BXF, this is KK4-SAC. I'm in Duncan, South Carolina, the handle is Paul, over.
I copy that, Paul, this is Michael. Like I said, up next to Tuxedo, North Carolina, if you're familiar with that.
The location, somewhere in North Carolina, I didn't understand the city.
A little town called Tuxedo, Green River.
Hello. Got it. In Green River. Very good. Yeah, you're coming in much stronger now, much stronger now. Since you're mobile, we'll keep the transmission short. I'm in Duncan, just running a little. I got off my HT and went on the regular rig, so I'm sure you'll be able to copy me better now.
I do copy you good, Paul. I appreciate you answering me back. This is KO4BXE. Have a good day, sir.
Yeah, it's E or F, sir. KM4BXF or AE. Over.
It's K Kilo O Oscar 4 B Bravo X X-ray E Echo. KO4BXE.
Roger, roger. Sorry about that. My pen didn't write the bottom of the F. Well, very good, and where are you headed, over?
Well, I'm actually just out in my yard. Like I said, I got my call sign issued to me yesterday, and I'm just seeing what repeaters that I can hit from my house.
Roger, there's a lot of North Carolina repeaters out there you can hit, over.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately for me, I'm kind of in a dead spot here, and it seems like this Caesar's Head Tower is probably going to be one of my best ones that I can hit.
Roger, you're really coming in strong now, really strong.
This is the mobile unit in my truck, and I don't seem to be able to hit anything with my handheld unit.
I was out on the back porch when you called. The handheld can receive, but boy, it just can't get out. It's always scratchy into any of the repeaters around.
Well, I got my call sign issued to me yesterday, so I'm new to this game. But so far, I'm enjoying it. Like I said, you're my second contact.
Roger, roger. I have another question. Are you near Brevard, North Carolina?
I am, basically I'm between Hendersonville and Brevard.
Roger, roger. Did you try the 147-105?
I did. I believe that's the Bearwalla Tower. And, again, I can't hit it from here at the house.
Okay. And then you've got the 147-135 in Brevard.
I'm right on the South Carolina line, and there's a mountain, it's Pinnacle Mountain, and it blocks my view north towards Asheville, which kind of blocks me from getting anything north of me.
Oh, okay. I just wondered. I was going down the repeater list, and I'm sure you've done all this. I'm sure you've gone the entire repeater list, over.
sir. I've looked at it, and I'm trying to, again, that's what I was doing, was just sitting out here in my truck, seeing what repeaters I could hit.
You should be able to hit the Spartanburg 147-315 repeater.
Okay, yeah, I have not tried that one.
That'll be 147-345.
No, this was the first South Carolina repeater that I tried. I've tried a couple of the North Carolina ones, but this is the first South Carolina that I tried.
If you'd like to experiment, I'm not doing anything. We'll go to different frequencies, see if you're making it. Over.
That'd be great. What frequency you want to try, the Spartanburg Tower?
Can you set up tones on your transceiver?
Not real sure. I might be able to. It seems like it's pretty well pre-programmed for that.
Not really. The tone for Spartanburg is 123. How close are you to Shelby?
I'm a long ways from Shelby.
All these other ones have tones, and I have a hard time programming this with tones, to be honest with you. I always screw it up. I'm trying to find one without a tone. And I've lost my second page. Here we go. Oh, have you tried the Asheville 146910?
You said that was Asheville? I hadn't tried that one, I don't think, Paul.
Okay, now that's a tone of 91.5. You're close to Asheville, right?
I'm an hour south of Asheville, right on the South Carolina-North Carolina line.
Got highlighted. 145-190. You want to try that one? That's Mount Mitchell.
Yeah, I tried the Mount Mitchell one. I actually was able to make a contact on it yesterday while I was in Hendersonville. From here at my house, it's pretty scratchy trying to hit that Mount Mitchell tower. I listened to the net this morning and on my handheld, and it was pretty scratchy.
I'm looking. There's not many more. How about Morgan? Oh, that's got a tone, too. You've got 146.820, which is Greenville also, Perris Mountain.
I actually looked at that one. I haven't tried it yet, but I thought I might be able to hit that one. I'm not sure yet.
146.
What's the frequency again, Paul? 146, what?
46820, no tone.
Copy 146820. I'll switch over there now, Paul.
I'll meet you there.
KO4BXE. Paul, you copy?
XF KK4SAC. Didn't copy you there, over.
Yes, sir, I could hear you, but I couldn't seem to reach back to you on the Perris Mountain Tower.
Well, anyway, that's probably my experimentation's over. Wife just came in, so I have to leave. 73s, I'll put you in your log on QRZ. 73s, I'm proud to be your second contact, over, Michael.
73 to you, Paul. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon.
73.